Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
Hi, everyone. Have you enjoyed the amazing weather so far? It's Sergio now, is it? Okay. I'll get you back for that one, Christopher. Speaking of Christopher, what an amazing job he did this morning. I mean, that's not a very popular topic, is it? Let's be honest. Repentance, which actually paves the way nice and easy for me, what I've got to say just briefly. Thank you very much, Christopher. I had no idea he was going to be speaking about what he spoke about, and I am very thankful for it. Among other things, repentance allows us access into high levels of intimacy with our God, and that's what I'm going to be very briefly sharing about tonight. Just thinking back to those songs we just sung, how amazing is our God, how amazing is Jesus, eh? Are we awake in here? Like, seriously, never get sick of singing about him. As I'm going to share in a moment, you'll realize just how important it is that we daily just meditate on the goodness of Christ and what he's done for us and where he wants to take us daily in our life, because we should never be stagnant, comfortable, a sitting duck for the enemy, ever. Amen? So we should be literally always moving forward, because that's what he wants for us. That's what he paid the price for. So it's time for us to leave this world behind and come up higher, as the title suggests, into new, uncharted realms of God's glory. I believe God is calling us out of this world and its idols. That's repentance. And Chris did mention about God is calling us this morning. Were you guys listening? Yeah, he's calling us. He keeps calling us. He's trying to get our attention. So he's calling us out of this world and its idols, repentance. And he's calling us into a deeper relationship, friendship, which again, Christopher spoke about. Did you guys hear that part? Were you listening to his sermon? He spoke about friendship, right? And that's the God that we serve. Just think about that for a second. Think about this, just to get the whole idea of this, just how massive this is. So you get the grid, hopefully. You get an idea of how amazing our God is. So get this, that God, the creator of everything, the creator of absolutely everything, the universe and beyond, you, me, everybody, wants to be your friend, a speck of dust, no offense, wants to be friends with you. We are a speck of dust, are we not? God breathed into us and we became life, form, everything that we are today. But in reality, we're just if it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for Jesus, what he did, I mean, I'm nobody. Let's be honest, okay? I'm a nobody. Jesus is the one that should be exalted at all times, and he wants to be our friend. So what a privilege that I couldn't care less if the Prime Minister, who I have actually met, not this one, the one before, and I've had him come up to me, and I've had him come up to me and just say to me, oh, Serge, great job. Thank you so much for that when he was campaigning, and I helped him out with some work. But that, in comparison to me, is nothing. Do you know what I mean? Back in the day, I would have been really excited, going, oh yeah, the Prime Minister, wow, awesome. But whatever. Would you agree with that? I don't care, the most famous person in the world you can think of, nothing next to Jesus. Amen? So Exodus 24:12, if you can take me there. Do I have that one? No, I don't have that slide. So don't worry about that. Just listen for a moment. Exodus 24:12, and the Lord said to Moses, come up to me into the mountain and just be there. Do you guys recall? Moses, like one of the highest called amazing men of the Bible. I mean, seriously, amazing man, amazing man. And we need to look up to him and just role model what he did, not because we worship him, but because he's special and what he did, that he put God first in all that he did. God is calling us into the mountain of his presence for the purpose of friendship. After all, relationship is why he created us. When Moses encountered the Lord in Exodus 33:11, it says that God spoke with him face to face, like a man speaks to his friend. Isn't that amazing? It's possible to know God intimately like Moses did. Do you believe it? I believe I can get more intimate with God. I really believe I've got a long way to go. And I believe that I've been kind of slack. I've been honest with you. We know work, family, other commitments get in the way, and then God gets pushed to the side. That's not good enough, because that's when we can get into trouble. And God wants the best for us, so we need to seek intimacy with him. But the choice is ours. The choice is definitely ours. How will we respond to the call of God to come higher? Shall we sit inactive and turn a deaf ear, or rather, like Moses, rise up and come up higher into the mountain of the Lord and step into new realms of glory? How will we respond? How will you respond? Will you respond the way Moses did? We know the rest of the camp did. We know what they did, the rest of the camp. They didn't really do the thing they were meant to do, did they? They reveled and they did their little partying and entertainment and all, you know, fun, idolatry, and it turned really ugly, didn't it, really quickly for them. So we know what not to do. Is that right? We know that's an example of what not to do. Don't get totally overwhelmed with the world and what it has for us, because it really is quickly slipping away. And as I said, there were too many that were caught up in the pleasures of this world, and their hearts became defiled. So we don't want that. We don't want to get defiled and into the wrong stuff in the world. And again, this is probably going to be a little bit heavy. I'm going to be really quick about this, but I wanted to encourage you guys to really consider what Chris said this morning about repentance, because we do not want to kid ourselves into thinking that this is going to be a fast, free, easy ride till we get to heaven. If you guys are walking your walk, you're going to have people that are going to be used against you, even your own family, to try to bring you down. If you are real for God, if you are sincere for God, and it's a race, as the Bible says, as Paul says, we need to be alert. God ordered Moses to consecrate, meaning set apart, his people, and they were to be an example to the godless nations around them. While the Israelites were giving into the world and its ways, Moses chose to remain faithful to his God. Moses was 100% sold out for the Lord, and we should model him in what he's done. And let's not go around wasting time on godless, meaningless nonsense that we tend to do. I'll put my hand up. Okay, let's be honest. I need to learn to switch off, because the world is very, very cunning with its ways, and the internet and the television, the music and the this. It's all about entertainment, isn't it? End of the day, it's going to be about God, and we can have fun and all that sort of stuff. But end of the day, we need to be very real about the fact that God loves the world, and he wants us to do something about it, to go and share the love of Christ with people, those sort of things. Don't remain complacent, because not a good place to be. So the Bible says that we are born with a natural inclination to rebel against God. Is that true? Are we careful about that fact? Are we actually aware of it? Are we looking to the fact that we need to put Jesus first in all things at all times? And it says in the Bible that none seek after him. Is that true? Naturally speaking, when you're born, you don't just automatically come into, you know, programs to want to worship God, do you? Let's be honest. Are we able to be real and transparent? I'm talking about me here, but if we're going to be honest, that's all of us, isn't it? We all can be really slack at times, and we need to really get to the point of this. The fact is that Jesus paid the ultimate price to restore you and me back to the Father. And he wants relationship with us. Revelation 3:20, you all know it, says the following. You can put it up for me, please. And let's read it together, because I think you guys might be... Are you with me? Excellent. Just making sure you're still awake. Let's read it together, please. Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me. What's Jesus saying here? He's saying that to the believers, I'm here. Hello, turn off your television, turn off your Facebook. If you let me in, I'm going to come in and dine with you and fellowship with you, like Moses did with God up in the mountain, remember? But we don't have to go up to the mountain these days because Jesus is here. We don't need to go trekking Mount Sinai because we can have that kind of fellowship with God anytime, any place. Amen? Because Jesus is already the Father, the door to the Father. He's already, the veil has come down thanks to what he did for us. And now we've got constant access anytime, anywhere, any place. No matter what you're going through, God's there. He can be there with you forever. And then we get to see him in heaven. And that's going to be amazing. And the next slide, if you can please put that one up, is James 4:8. And it tells us, come near to God and he will draw near to you. So just take a step to God. Put all your business of life away. Draw near to God. Take one step towards God. And then he'll draw near to you. And it just keeps happening. It never ends. It never finishes. And eventually you'll start to hear more off, much more clearer. You can ask Brad. Brad, oh my gosh, he's going to kill me. Mike Bradshaw. You can ask Mike Bradshaw about listening to God. I'm sure he's going to tell you that it didn't just happen overnight. Like that silly old commercial. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. That was like, heck, whatever it was. What was it called? Yeah, Pantene, yeah. Bad, bad commercial. Yeah, so Mike will tell you that it has to happen over time. You have to cultivate that relationship with God and you'll start to get words of knowledge. You'll start to get prophecies for people. You start to get direction for your own life when you need it most. And you need to get more discerning because that's what we need. We need to be more sensitive to the things of God by spending time with him. It's always about the prayer closet, is it not, Pam? We need to go to the prayer closet and spend time with God. Switch off, turn off, start your day there if possible, and the rest of the day will always just flow from there. And again, it just all starts from there. But that bit there is just a start. We always seem to look at this and we miss the next bit. I bet you guys might be caught out here if I show you this one, because I was. The next part says, wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Whoa. 1 minute God's, you know, we're being told by through James to draw near to God and he'll draw near to us, but then we're getting slapped. Because it's the truth. We need to wash our hands and purify our hearts and stop being double-minded. I can be double-minded sometimes. Anybody else? Yeah? Anyone else here that sometimes is not in sync with what they're trying to do? It seems like they don't know which way to go. That's because we're operating in the natural carnal mind. We need to come out of that. Jesus teaches us, blessed are the pure in heart, for they'll see God. Yes. If we are to be pure in heart, we must consecrate, as I said earlier, set apart, set ourselves apart, come out of the world, come out of all the nonsense that's trying to take our time. So consecrate ourselves from the world and its lusts and passions. We can't have it both ways. I'm not being legalistic. Are you guys noticing this? I'm not being legalistic. I'm not being, all right, guys, let's not have any fun. At that camp, by the way, don't dance. I want you guys to just sit around and just do some meditation and think about things. That's it. No dancing at the camp. Sorry. I'm a DJ, as you guys probably already know, and I've been doing it for over 22 years. God doesn't mind us having fun. Amen? He doesn't mind us going and having a jolly old time. But when he becomes just about fun, all entertainment, and we want to just, you know, just get all the pleasure, you know, and the nerve endings are going nuts and it's all, woohoo, yeah, it's not cool. End of the day, the enemy is having his way if we're just about fun, entertainment. It's got to be about centered around Jesus, which I know Nicole and the crew do. That's amazing. So I was just saying, I'm not being legalistic, so please don't throw stones at me. Okay, I wasn't being legalistic. At the same time, I've got to call it as it is because we need to be alert. Do we not? Okay. Last week, speaking about DJing, I was called to work last minute, very, very last minute. A bride and groom decided they wanted me to go out there and do a job for them. They were very unorganized. They were working in Japan. They came back and they said, we don't know what we're doing with our music and our MC services. But the venue owner is emceeing. Can you just come and play music and DJ and do your thing? And I said, okay, sure. I was going to send somebody else out, but they wanted me specifically. And it turns out that God had a purpose for that. How many of you know that God has always got amazing opportunities and assignments for us? I'm sure you've experienced them. Anywhere you are, he could use you at any time, so be prepared. Anyway, I go to this wedding, and I end up immediately, God's just doing stuff. Like, the photographer turns up, he's the same guy that I'd seen there 2 years ago at the same venue. He hadn't been there since, and I'd been talking about Jesus to him during dinner and, you know, talking about the stuff that I love to talk about and getting real about God, and he's just so open. Much more than last time, anyway. and we start talking, and he couldn't believe it. He goes, "Oh, what a coincidence." And I go, "Nah, man, not coincidence. Nah. Yet in God's economy, tell me, what are the odds of all the DJs, all the photographers, all the venues, all the dates, blah, 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 all of those? What's the probability of me turning up at the same place, same day with him? How many photographers are there in Victoria?" So he knew it was of God anyway. So I started to talk to him some more during dinner, and it was, well, sending him some more emails. So that's pretty cool. And after that, something else happened. I'm going to have to just run through this really quickly. The actual owner of the venue lost her voice, so she couldn't MC. So she said to me, "Serge, can you do me a massive favor? Can you please MC for me?" But she wasn't talking like this. She was more like, "Can you please talk to me because I've lost my voice?" And I said, "Sure, I'd love to help you for sure. But I'll do that for you, no problem. But come over here for a second. Let's sort this out." She came over here where I was behind the booth. And I'm going to pray for you and get this virus out of your system, because she had this virus for days and couldn't get rid of it. It's commanded blah, blah, blah to happen, you know, in Jesus' name, and just stuff to happen in, you know, in the authority that we have as believers. And then immediately her voice started coming back, and it was just weird as, and she started freaking out, and her son comes out of the kitchen, and he starts, "Well, Mom, you're talking, what the?" And the other staff members start asking, what? You got your voice back? What's going on? So that was really awesome. But I said, "I'll still MC for you, don't worry." And then at the end of the night, about midnight, I'm ready to get out of there because I packed up and I was ready to go. But then this guy walks into the building, and he's actually a competitor of ours. He's a competitor. And I just thought, "God, what are you doing here with this?" Obviously, there's got to be something. I immediately figured I had to pray for him about something. So I started asking questions. Lovely guy. We got talking. And I said to him, "What's wrong with your legs and your back? There's something going on there." And I said, "Sit down for me for a second." He goes, "What is this guy, doctor?" I said, "No, I'm not. But I just want to check something out." So we checked it out as usual, and we found that it was like this much, an inch at least, difference. And his legs were not straight. They were a bit crooked. And it turns out he told me that he was pigeon-toed. Is that how you say it? Pigeon-toed, yeah. So he showed us that he was walking like this all his life. And I just started praying for him, and he immediately got the legs back to normal. And the owner of the venue behind me goes, "Oh, S-H-I-T. Because she saw this thing coming out, and I go, and she goes, "Oh, pardon me." And I go, "It's okay, don't worry about it. You're excited, it happens, don't worry." And then next thing, she starts taking photos, and he started to walk. I said, "Now get up." Because he goes, "This is weird, man. I'm getting freaked out here. This is weird. This is bizarre. I didn't know this about you. This is weird." and he gets up, and I said, "Now start walking for me." And I kid you not, normal, just like this, for the first time in his life, 28 years old, that totally, God just lined him up completely. And I just couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. He just goes, "Again, I'm freaked out by this. This is bizarre." And he started going on about, "This has to be on television. But this has to be on the media. What are you doing? What are you doing DJing over here? What, this is it. This is it. I want you out there. I want you just telling everybody about this. This is crazy. What is going on? I never knew this about you." And I'm like, yeah, I just couldn't believe that happened, and that God will allow me to do that. Because I was thinking inside, in the natural mind, I'm thinking, competitor? God, should I help him? But why do I want to help this kid for? He's taking business away from me. Why would I want to help him? That was my thinking at the start. I kid you not. And that's the natural mind trying to rationalize, saying, why would you won't do anything for him. And the enemy jumping in there going, yeah, why would you want to help him? And I'm like, no, he's a child of God. He's going to know God. He's going to know Jesus. He's going to walk in the truth. He's going to lead me to Christ, to salvation. And God's going to use him and his wife and his whole family. He was from a family of atheists. So for him to actually even have a conversation. So he sat with me and he said, oh, we were there till 1:48. I saw my watch in the morning. That's why it was kind of hard for me to get up in the morning. I went to bed at 4 in the morning that day, and he asked me 20 questions, no kidding, about this, that, and the other. And that's how it works. The supernatural realm is a direct byproduct of being a son or a daughter of our Heavenly Father. We don't try to strive. We don't try to do anything. We just are. Okay? Do you understand that? It's who you are in Christ. You don't have to try to be anything. The minute you said yes to Christ, you get the Holy Spirit, which is pretty amazing. And he just travels with you everywhere you go. So if there's a certain situation, you can deal with it because of who you are, not because of you personally or anything special before Christ. All of a sudden, Jesus comes in and you're a different creation. You're a new, brand new creation. So just mark this one down for me. It's a promise, okay? And I promise you this from my experience. The intensity and level of your hunger for God will determine the intensity and level by which he will be able to use you. So if you don't really have much hunger for God, I'm sorry, the news is he's not going to use you. He's not going to really want to share his secrets with you. He's not going to want to give you all of the things that he can give you. I mean, he's always wanting to, but he can't if you won't come drawing near to him. It's like a friend. If you don't have a best friend and you neglect that friend for a year, then you better do some catching up with that person and say you're sorry. That's just wrong. That's rude. How much more our creator of everything that wants to be friends with me, a speck of dust? That's what we've got to see it as. And that's what it's about. What time is it? 5 to 7? Whoa. Okay, I better move it because I wanted to show you a video. But yeah, there's two guys that I either have to keep talking or put the video on. So I'll just be quiet and I'll put the video on. Yeah, I'll be very quick. So where was I? There's two young believers that one is working with me for over a year. Another one I just met recently came to the door, the courier. And this is just to show you how anybody can pray for anybody anytime. You don't have to be a super evangelist or anything like that. So let's just check out this video and be encouraged by what happens. And I'm sorry about the look. I actually didn't sleep for about 5 weeks by the looks of that video. So have a look at it. Check it out.
Hanging out here with my brother Rodrigo, another brother in Christ. Hola, ¿cómo va?
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Speak Spanish. So yeah, we've got a problem here. He's got a sore back, which is very, very prominent in couriers. And we've got Philip behind the building, who's going to learn a few things about how easy it is to pray for people and see them healed in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
All right, brother. So have a seat over there in our little seat, and I'm going to show you something.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's check out his legs. Right, I'm going to slowly lift up your legs.
Yeah.
All right. And just make sure you relax them for me.
Yeah.
And bring them in together. Okay, I'm going to push in his heels, and when I push in, do you see that? Can you relax them a bit more than that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do you see that? They're not even? Can you see that?
That one's longer than that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In a second, they're not going to be anymore.
Okay.
You get it?
Yeah.
All right, so watch this. You just make sure you got to relax, though, okay? Just relax. I've got them, okay? So just thank you, Father, for Rodrigo. I know that you don't want him walking around with a sore back. I thank you for your son. In Jesus' name, I command his right leg to come out right now. Right now. Same as the other one, in Jesus' name. More. More. Do you see this? Do you see it, Rodrigo?
Yeah.
Do you see that?
Yeah, I felt it too. I had my eyes closed as well.
All right. So I just thank you, Lord, that you are the amazing healer. I thank you, Jesus, that you are a divine chiropractor, and that your healing is back right now. So you just evened out his legs, and now they're flush, perfect. His back totally healed, every vertebrae, every disc to be fully restored in Jesus' name right now. And his back to be loosened in Jesus' name. When he gets up, he'll have no pain in his back in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for giving him a brand new back, pain-free in Jesus' name. Now just put your legs down slowly. Just relax and then get up and tell us what you reckon.
I'm okay, well, <laughs> cool. I had a feel when I felt like literally as I walked up here anymore. <laughs> Okay, my glasses fogged up as well through that, so that was really good, that was amazing. What do you think, Brad? What do you think? Like, how are we going, Clayman? Any pain left? No, like it's minimal, like I can barely feel it, it's nothing. All right, oh, another crack. Yeah. <laughs> How, go, how, look, all you've got to do is this, just say thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus. All right, now what we're doing is acknowledging that you got healed by Jesus. And that's it, that's the only thing you've got to do. Point to the part that you have any pain left at all, like even if it's minimal. Where is it? Just put your finger on it. Right here, but it's barely anything. Alright, so now I'm going to get Philip and he's going to command that last bit of pain to leave. This is how easy it is. So Philip, go over there and point to it and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you out. Last bit of pain, get out now.
In the name of Jesus, I command all this pain to go away. In the name of Jesus, Lord, just take all this pain away from his body right now, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Okay, let's just test it out and let us know.
I think I'm all good to go.
Wow. High five for the brother, high five.
I wasn't expecting this today at all.
You weren't expecting it? You weren't expecting it?
No, nothing like this, no.
And that's how easy it is. Poor Philip wasn't suspecting a thing. But, yeah, he's very shy. Even, as you can see, even the most shyest of people come out fine. So, yeah, I hope you're encouraged by that and just go about your daily lives, making sure that we do not forget that it's all about Jesus. And I know you guys do. I know you love him. I know you do. But it's good to encourage one another, isn't it? Yeah. So let's just pray for the needy and anyone at all, anyone that needs prayer, please, let's just come forward. Yep. So we've got a few people that need prayer, I believe. So Chris is going to help out with that.
I'm with you, Sergio. I like that. That's it.
For me?
That's your mania.
For me?
Yeah.
Not against me. That's good. That's good, Christopher. Let's do this. You're awesome.
Guys, there are people here that just give us a raise of hands if you want to be prayed for tonight. Just quickly. To anyone else?
Great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. If you want to come forward, anyone that needs prayer for anything whatsoever, some things we can do up here without a problem. Other things might need a little bit longer and we can have some, you know, time afterwards or you can, whatever, you can give me a call. Yeah. But preferably if we can do it now, obviously, it would be good. So who would like to come first? Be brave.
Michael's going to come first, I think. Here he comes.
Hey, Michael. Mm. How are you, buddy?
Hello.
What's the story?
I'd like to get prayer.
For what specifically?
Too many things to list.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it physical, some of it?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to tell me on the side? Or are you more comfortable just telling me with the mic off? Or what's the...
Just got... pain,
okay.
Nausea, and exhaustion,
okay.
On a daily basis.
All right.
Okay.
Guys, let's just relax for us, brother, okay? Let's just reach out to him, church. We just thank you, Father. We thank you for Michael. Can I put my hand on your head, okay? Just thank you, Father. I thank you so much for this wonderful child of yours. Right now, we just take authority in the name of Jesus Christ. I just command every unclean spirit to come out of him right now in Jesus' name. Right now, spirit of infirmity, I cancel you out now, every single one of you out in the name of Jesus. Just speak peace into this mind right now in Jesus' name. Right now. All of that pain, We command you to leave his body right now. All of it, out, now. Nausea, out, now. No more exhaustion. We just speak life into every limb in this body. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now. Be renewed right now in Jesus' name. Just give this young man a whole brand new perspective, Lord, of how much you love him, how much you're just in awe of him. Father God, just right now, just pray a blessing over his life, Lord, right now, that he would put you first before anything and everything else in his life. He will be drawn to you, and your word will be medicine to him, Lord. Just thank you, Lord. Just thank you, Jesus, for Michael. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for every bone in this body to be healed, restored, every organ in this body to do what it was created to do. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. Spirit of trauma, I command you right now to come out of him in Jesus' name. Right now, be made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing his body completely from head to toe in the name of Jesus Christ. How are you feeling, brother? A bit more relaxed?
A little bit.
Okay, do you want to...
Not that much, but
so... Do you want to just keep... If you want to just maybe have a chat to me afterwards, or even... come over so we can have a bit more of a deeper chat. What do you reckon? Yeah? Thanks for coming up and for stepping up, Michael. Okay? All right, brother. Bless you, brother.
You want to brave it, Kate?
You okay? That's okay. We're one big happy family. We've got to look out for each other. No, it's all right.
This is normal, by the way. Sorry. I cry over everything. I was pregnant once and the guy had, it was an ad for a peach. And he finished the peach, I cried. I couldn't stop crying. I felt sorry for him, he had no more peaches. Sorry. I have irritable bowel syndrome and I'm in absolute pain. I can't even eat at work anymore because I drive trams for a living. It's a sad story, but I drive trams for a living and I'm so worried I'm going to poop my pants, basically, at the other end. So I can't eat. I have underactive thyroid, which my mum had to have hers removed. It runs in our family and it's severe. And the doctors won't help me because it's not... bad enough, but even though that they can see I've got the symptoms, I'm losing my hair, my nails, no metabolism, I'm putting on weight, which I know it causes really bad depression, suicidal thoughts, all sort of things. So I just want to get healed.
Okay.
I don't want to be like this anymore. I'm never like this. To lose weight, I actually have to starve myself. And I did for a month. And it's just, I've been to a nutritionist, I've been to doctors, and no one can help me. No one can find a solution for it. As soon as I eat, I get cramps in the stomach. 90% of the time, about 10 minutes after eating, I'm on the toilet. My kid's starting to realise something's wrong. I'm not normal. I can't go out to dinner much. I can't... We were meant to go out today, but I heard that the healing service was changed, so we cancelled it. But even though I was reluctant to eat or go there, because unless there's a toilet nearby, I get really bad cramps.
Okay.
And it's all, the doctor said it's all in like all together with the irritable bowel, the underactive thyroid, no metabolism. It's just causing emotion that I just don't want anymore. Okay.
So it's to do with the bowels and the thyroid, you said?
Yeah.
And how long has it been happening for?
Really bad for the last year, but it's been the thyroid has been in my system, well, getting worse for the last about 4 years.
Okay.
And I've been struggling with it a lot. And then over the last year, it's gotten really bad. Even I just said I don't even eat at work anymore. And it brings in fatigue, depression, as I said, losing of nails, the whole lot. And people at work are starting to realise something's not right. But you try and put on a brave face, but it's just, I can't do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I was going to have you sit down. Can you tell us later on if there's something that you would know that's different? Like what you would...
Stomach right now? Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't eaten most of today because I knew I was coming here and I don't want to be rushing out to the toilet all the time.
Okay.
Just really sore stomach.
All right. I'm just going to get this chair. Do you mind if I get this chair? Just have you sit down for a second. I'm sorry, what was your name?
Kate.
All right. Yeah, for sure. Let's pray for this lovely lady. Okay. Just thank you, Father, for Kate. Just thank you, Father, that she's got such a beautiful heart, so sensitive, Lord. May she be more sensitive day by day for your things, Lord, for your word and for everything else, Lord, that she needs to be sensitive towards, but not, Lord, for anything to do with this that's not of you, Lord. So we just come against right now this sickness. I just, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak to this sickness. I command it to come out of her right now. Out with you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no place in Kate's body right now. And we just cancel your assignment right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of her. Out. Every spirit of infirmity, every single one of you, come out of her right now. Out. Out. Now. Irritable bowel syndrome, out. Now. Get out. Out. Out of, right now. Out of her. Out of her. Now. Come out. Every single one of you, come out in Jesus' name right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, set her free. Set her free. Thank you, Jesus. We just speak to those bowels right now and we just say, be healed. Whatever damage has been caused right now, be reversed. Bowels, be healed. Do your job in Jesus' name. Nothing that enters her body will affect her in a negative way. We command her bowels to process everything, to break it down in the name of Jesus Christ without any pain to her abdomen or her stomach, her gut, her bowels, the whole lot. No more pain in the name of Jesus Christ. We just command the body to work as it was meant to work. No more gaining irregular, abnormal weight in Jesus' name. And we just speak to this thyroid and we speak health and life right now. We speak healing to the thyroid right now. No more issues whatsoever with her nails, hair, or anything of the sort. In the name of Jesus Christ, be healed right now. From head to toe, be healed now. Every single spirit that is not of you, God, we just command to come out of her now. Including you, spirit of trauma, come out of her now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just ease her mind right now. Just speak to this mind. Just ask, Lord, that you just erase anything that's not of you in here, Lord. Cleanse her thoughts of anything that is not of you. Thank you, Lord, that she may start walking with the mind of Christ that you paid the price for. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How are you feeling, Kate?
Yeah. When you were talking, because my bowel was really sore, it doesn't, like, it's like tingly. Like, it's, it feels so much better. I don't know. It's just, it's an unusual feeling because I'm used to being in pain.
Okay.
It's a really great feeling.
Thank
my
you,
headache's
Jesus.
Gone as well, which is what causes everything
to. Oh,
too.
Wow. Thank you,
yeah,
Jesus.
So I'm just, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, so thank
amazing.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
All right.
Thank you.
So it's got to keep believing because normally I spend more time with people, but obviously our time is short tonight. And I'm just going to believe that this sort of thing is going to keep growing and people are going to tell their friends and it's all going to be talked about rather than just keeping it to ourselves because God is a healer. You ask the Jehovah's Witnesses, who is Jehovah Rapha? They don't know. Well, they should know. It means the God that heals, okay? But they know about Jehovah. Jehovah heals, okay? So we need to believe and stand in the truth of the word that Jesus has paid the price for Kate and anyone else in this building. Do I want to say, you know, that I can't keep going? No, but we unfortunately, that it's really short. And I want to hear from you, though, okay? Is there anything at the moment right now, that this second, that you would want to tell us about that is still bothering you, or how are you feeling at the moment, Kate?
Really, surprisingly, really good. Literally had a headache down there. I've had Panadol all day today. I get really bad migraines,
okay.
And that's gone. And my bottom, doesn't hurt.
So your stomach, your bottom, your head, everything gone, pain gone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. High five, sister. All right, you just stay in touch, all right? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Does that give other people the confidence to come up? Because, all the glory goes to God.
Was there anyone else there that...
Is anyone here that needs to come up? Okay, I know Deb has to. Do you want me to come down to you? Are you okay? Whatever you prefer. Can you come up? Oh, of course you can. You've been doing your little... It's awesome. And not this, but what you do with the music.
You want
to
tell
amazing.
Us or not?
I've just got a bacterial infection in my lower leg, which has caused cellulitis. That's now gone. But if it can get healed, I might be able to go back to work. Paula might let me.
This one looks a bit out of whack, a little bit inflamed. Yep, okay. Let's reach out to Deb Church right now. Just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Ticklish, yeah? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for this amazing woman. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what she does in the worship team and everything else. Lord, I thank you so much for Deb. In the name of Jesus, I just command this bacteria to wither and die right now. In the name of Jesus, right now, dissolve in the name of Jesus. Command all this inflammation to go down right now. All this swelling to go down right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Be healed. The doctors will find nothing. In the name of Jesus, we declare it right now. We thank you, Father. All that pain that might be afflicting her, out with you right now in Jesus' name. She will walk normally, 100% perfect, back to normal in Jesus' name. Totally healed in Jesus' name. All right, sister, test it out for us. Do a cartwheel or something? Do the moonwalk or something.
Until I remove the bandage.
Until you remove the bandage? I didn't even see you had a bandage. Wait, really? Okay. Well, let's just believe then. Just believe totally. You know, we don't walk by sight, so thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome.
Okay. Awesome. Someone else? Okay. Here we go. Good lad, Josh.
Hey, Josh. How you going, buddy?
Talk to us.
I've got reactive arthritis in my joints. It hurts most of the time.
Have a seat over here, Josh. Let's pray for Josh, church. Just thank you for this young man. Thank you so much, Lord, for Josh. Thank you for the fact that he just keeps pressing in and doesn't give up, doesn't go by what he sees, and same with his father. They're full of faith, Lord. I just thank you for that. Just thank you for their faith, Father. In the name of Jesus, right now, we declare that Josh is healed. Right now. We declare it right now. You are healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. From head to toe, every joint, be loosened right now. Be healed. Every little trace of that reactive arthritis, we command you to leave his body permanently right now. Every trace of it, every last bit of it, gone right now. Come out. And whatever caused it, come out too in Jesus' name right now. Every spirit of infirmity that should not be there, come out now. Come out of him now. Out with you now. The rest of it, out now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That the doctors will find absolutely nothing wrong with him in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for pain-free. Thank you for totally healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for Josh. Thank you, Lord. So, Josh, what are you experiencing right now?
Better than it was.
What's that?
It's better than it was.
Okay, that is awesome. What areas were you hurting? Whereabouts?
In my thumbs and...
Your thumbs. So that was caused because of the drugs you were taking or because of the actual... the problem?
The actual arthritis.
Okay. So let's just pray one more time that the rest of that goes. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in his body right now. And we just pray that even as he leaves, he's going to be completely made whole right now. And we just thank you for what you're doing in him, Holy Spirit. We just right now in Jesus' name, we just say, be healed. Holy Spirit, more. Double it right now in his body. From head to toe, right now. Overwhelm him right now. All of that pain, come out of him, the rest of it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, in his thumbs, be set free, be healed. Right now, be made whole. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for his total healing right now. How are you going, Josh?
Better again.
That's fantastic. That is really good. So how much you got left, buddy?
Just a little bit in my left thumb.
A little bit left thumb? All right. Let's go. Just thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now in this young man. That last bit of pain, I curse you. Get out now. Do not return in Jesus' name. Be made whole right now. Every joint in this body, be made whole right now. We just command that last bit of arthritis to dissolve, disappear in Jesus' name. Do not return. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for wholeness in this whole body from head to toe. How are you going, buddy?
There a bit.
A little bit? That last bit. Go now. Come out of him in Jesus' name. That last bit of pain. Out of him now. Right now. Jesus. What's that, buddy?
It's gone.
It's gone? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hey, give me a card. Bless you, brother. You're awesome. Good on you for coming up, mate. Are there anyone? Gosh, I need to sleep. Is there anyone here? Okay, yes, we've got a young man at the back there. What's that? I'll come down. All right, buddy, how are you doing? Nice wheels. Hello.
Hello.
What's going on? Having fun and going for rides?
Yes.
That's awesome. What can we pray for you today? Just let me try and get the sermon on that one. Okay, you're awesome. What's happened?
So, Zach, what disease do you have? What's it called?
Purpose.
Purpose disease, yeah. So what's happened is in his hip, the femur at the head, the blood supply has died, so there's no blood getting to the top, and it's on the right side, it's completely dissolved, and on the left side, it's starting to dissolve as well, so...
Okay, so yeah. What's the... How do you pronounce it again?
Perthase.
Perthase?
Yeah.
All right. You ready, buddy? All right, can I have your hands, please? Oh, love your gloves, too. That's gorgeous. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful boy. Thank you, Jesus. Just the command right now, this disease... to come out of him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If I've pronounced it correctly or not, doesn't matter. Perface, I curse you. Come out of him now. In Jesus' name, we cancel you out of his system right now. Out. Out. Every trace of it now. Out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Command these hips to be totally restored, totally made whole. And for the body to create the correct amount of blood and to distribute it accordingly as it was intended for this body in Jesus' name. And for these hips right now to be made whole, brand new, in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I speak strength and life into these limbs right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be made whole right now. Strength, life, more, more. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your child. Thank you, Father. Just speak life into him right now, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you that you're healing him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every single part of this body to be made whole from head to toe right now. Right now. Spirit of infirmity, we cancel you out right now. Out with you right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for brand new legs, brand new hips, totally, totally restored in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you'll be an amazing, amazing witness to the doctors and your name will be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. How you going, buddy?
Good.
You okay? Yeah? That's good. Are you feeling anything? You want to, how you feel?
Good.
High five, mate. Oh, you're so wonderful. Give me a cuddle. You're so cute.
Keep us posted on that one. Oh, yeah, no worries. Keep praying for Zach, guys. I'm not saying thank don't pray Lord. For the other guys. Mm. Keep praying for them as well, but keep praying for Zach.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Cool.
He's got to have that for a while, doesn't he? He's got to have that on for a bit.
Yeah. And another off.
Four more weeks in the cast, going back to the doctor tomorrow, actually. And then he has an operation mid-January. They're inserting a plate and screws into his right hip. So a long, long road ahead, yeah. Unfortunately. So we pray.
Yeah, so we're just believing as a church right now, we are declaring that when they have the next examination, he won't need that done, okay? He'll be supernaturally healed. In fact, right now as we speak in Jesus' name, it's being done. And we just believe that. We declare it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, awesome. Guys, is there anyone that has any sort of issue that you want to share? That, like, do you have any problems? Anyone here have hearing issues? Like, either partially or totally? Anybody got a problem with their hearing? Can you hear me? Come up. Come up. Don't be shy. Why do we limit God? Just wondering. Like, I just want to see more and more and greater stuff all the time. I don't want to be settling down for as amazing as it is to see sore backs. Come on. I mean, bad backs. We want to be able to see use us in all areas. Amen? So, sorry, I'm on the right side. Which one is it?
It's this one.
It is that one. Okay. So what's wrong with it?
I don't know, actually.
It just hurts?
Yeah, always just had ear problems. God actually did an amazing work in this year. It was healed at one young adult's, and I went back to my ear, nose, and throat surgeon, and it, like, my whole anatomy on this side has been changed, but this one I'm still waiting for healing on. And yeah, just at the moment, it's just a little bit, like, tender to touch, and it's very itchy, like, at times. And, yeah, I just want that whole side to change as well.
How long has it been happening for? Before. Been happening for a while?
Like this issue?
Year, I think,
I don't know, like a year,
Year?
Yeah, like I couldn't...
So that one got fixed?
That, yeah, about 2 years. Okay. Last year, yeah.
Okay, that one's still okay.
Year. Yeah, that's perfect.
I remember you saying about that one at that was really good, that testimony.
Yeah.
So your left one just gives you trouble, it itches and it hurts.
Very itchy.
And the hearing levels, can you still hear properly out of it?
Think so.
You think so?
I haven't noticed.
All right, well, let's just pray. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Catherine.
Catherine. Let's pray for Catherine, church. I'm going to just put my hand on you, okay? Just thank you for Catherine, Father. Right now, let's command this ear to be totally restored right now. Be healed right now. All itchiness, all discomfort, leave her now. Right now, in Jesus' name, be healed, be restored. Command this whole ear to be restored. And all of that pain to go right now, permanently. Permanently, in Jesus' name. Be healed. No more pain, no more discomfort, in Jesus' name. How's it going?
I don't know. I can't really tell. Time will tell, surely. I thought I heard, your muscles, moving in your arms. So, I don't know if it was the ear. I can hear little things in your hand.
So can you?
That's
that's awesome. What is it that you can tell me right now that's different about this one compared to that one? What's different? Is it something you can tell right now, or is it totally fine now?
So the itchiness and stuff, it's every so often.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So we're just going to believe that it's gone right now. Just thank you, Father, for the fact that her left ear right now is totally healed, totally restored. Okay?
Yeah.
And that itchiness is gone permanently. We've cast you out in Jesus' name, and her left ear will be just as good as the other one, if not better. Hey, both of them 100% in Jesus' name. And keep us posted. Thanks so much for coming up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome, Catherine.
What do you want to do? Okay.
So, guys, we're going to close the service now. I'll close it in prayer. And if you want to quickly come and see Serge afterwards, feel free to do that. Awesome to see God's power at work. And I'd like to hear a bit more of your story, Kate. Let us know how that's gone. And obviously, we want to know about Zach and how that's gone. And Michael, you want to come up afterwards as well. But let's praise God and believe for what he's done and for what he's going to do. Father, we just thank you for tonight. We thank you for healing power. God, I just want to thank you that for what we've seen here. But, Lord, I pray that each of us would know that we can pray for anyone at any time, that your power goes with us. And so, Father, we just thank you for that healing power. We thank you for what you've done in our lives and what you're going to do. And so thank you for this weekend, and I pray this week ahead will be just an awesome time. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.